I think my review so far is that everything has been tasty. The sauce, flavorful,
yeah.
Fry pickle. But the sando is more like a... How would you... It's more like a of a situation, less a sando. Like, I have to eat it, half of it with a fork before I can pick it up.
Hello everyone, welcome to Food with Friends, our first official episode where we're going to talk about the food that we ate. Hopefully you had a chance to listen to our riveting introduction. I will say there wasn't too much strategy that took place to help determine our very first location, essentially because we had that second snow day. Around 2 p.m. we decided we were really hungry and we wanted to go to REI to use the gift cards that my mom got us for Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Held.
Yep. And so we found ourselves in the Highlands. And what I did is I consulted my color-coded Excel sheet and sorted to kind of see what our options were. And I found a Mediterranean option that I have heard good things about. And Mediterranean food is always good for a vegetarian option. We had so much fun doing the intro that it only made sense that Tyler was going to be the first friend on Food with Friends. So let's everyone welcome Tyler.
Everybody's going to welcome me. Okay, yeah. Let's hear it.
If you were here right now, you just...
Yeah.
Tyler loves the attention.
The welcome. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be a guest at
You're
all,
the,
much
my
less
one
the
guest.
first guest. What an honor.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's my... My pleasure, and it's also my recording equipment. So.
And today's special too because last time we had rhubarb, and today we have Sprout, who is a torby, which is a tortoiseshell and a tabby from Texas. She was relocated here to Denver, and I went and I rescued her on a rainy Monday. I didn't tell anyone what I was doing, but Tyler called me around 4:30 and said, "What are you up to?"
Yeah, you were on your way to the shelter.
I was parked. I was actually at the shelter.
Oh, you were at the shelter.
It was raining. And
yeah,
I
remember
was
the rain.
Vague.
Yeah, you were acting like you weren't going to get this cat. We all knew you were going to come home with Sprout.
Anyway, sometimes Sprout chirps. You might hear her from time to time. Yeah, so we're not going to tell you the ranking yet. We're going to go and just describe our experience and then let you know what we thought at the very end. So start with one of the three things that I'm evaluating. Again, hopefully you listened to that intro. There's three things that we're looking at: coziness, taste, and texture.
Mm. Now, I have a question actually about this category, which this, what is that? What is coziness mean to you? Like, what are you really evaluating?
Let me ask you this. When you feel cozy, how do you feel?
Oh, what do you mean I feel cozy? I can't.
It's like a feeling, right? We're just gonna have to work hard to describe. Like, are we feeling warm? Are we feeling comfortable? Does it feel like a place you want to sit and chat in? Or do you feel like you need to get in and out? Does it feel dirty? Does it
so
feel...
it could be it could be a variety of decor. It really doesn't have anything to do with like the actual...
No, I think decor can be off-putting.
Decor is a part
especially
of it,
like
but
seating.
Like, it's not only the decor. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
I think
be
it's
like
the
how,
lighting,
it like
the music. Is it too loud? You can't hear. Tyler and I, sometimes when we're out to eat, we just, well, he pretends like he's listening,
uh-huh.
but he actually can't hear anything that
yes.
I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, did you hear me? And you say.
No, I didn't hear any of that.
You're like, I didn't hear anything for the last 2 minutes.
I don't think I pretend
no,
that I
you,
can hear
you.
You
should then say, I can't hear you, but you just let it go on.
This is all getting cut, by the way.
No, I think some of this is good. Okay, so back to the first element, coziness. Again, I think it's important that we were there on a weekday at 2 because I imagine it's a lot busier during like prime lunchtime and also on the weekend. So we can't totally assess for that. We didn't get to see that.
Right.
So it was quite empty. So you walk in and it's actually, oh, we didn't even say where we are. Do I reveal that at the end? This is our first
time. You didn't say where we were?
Nope. I haven't told any of you. But if any of you are Googling right now with the clues I've given, Mediterranean, the Highlands, new-ish, what did you come up with?
What if people are driving?
I mean, a lot of people who I know drive do go on their phone. I don't condone that.
No. You
I know.
Can't,
Most
you
people
can't
I know,
be
though,
a
like,
party to that behavior.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, for those of you who have no access to the internet, I don't want to put you in danger. I will just let you know that we went to Sonny's Mediterranean, spelled S-O-N-N-Y, and it has opened in the last year, a new place.
Oh, it's new. I didn't know that.
I should probably research this.
Well, so this is an article from Business Denver that says former Softa chef launching his own Mediterranean concept in Lohi, which I didn't realize this was a Softa.
And is it in Lohi?
Spinoff, yeah.
Is that not the Highlands?
Lohi means lower highlands, yeah.
I just learned something here.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I don't. Lohi, high low, down low. So you walk inside, and I think my first impression was that it felt almost like, not fast food, but like quick to go.
Like, it's almost like a deli counter or something.
Yeah, and it felt pretty tiny. There was maybe four little booths and then stools across the window. So maybe 12 to 15 seats of
that. Yeah, it was pretty small inside.
And I will say one thing I really liked about this place is it has a very small, simple menu. And for someone like me who loves food, I can easily get overwhelmed and then like debate my options for far too long and then second guess and then regret. So when I can just have like, you know, six options, it's a good starting place for me. Okay, so I think you ordered first because, again, it takes me forever to commit. And then, again, I, like, ask them, like, what is your opinion? But really, I don't ever go with what they say, and then it just confuses me more. I think I should never ask people what they recommend.
This is new insight. I didn't realize that you...
Because then I just panic because I'm like, oh, I feel like I should get what they're saying, but it's not. I don't know that I want that.
So you just want them to confirm what you're already leaning towards.
And then when they don't... And the one thing that is helpful is when they just explain more in depth, like what something is or the taste of it. That is what I like. And so you have just a few options to choose from. It's kind of like Chipotle in a way where it's like, do you want a bowl or do you want a burrito? Here it's, do you want a sando, which...
Yeah, a pita.
A pita sandwich. Yep. Or a salad. And I think something about being a vegetarian is that often there's only like salads that I can have, but I don't really often want a salad out. I'd rather like make my own salad and not spend $14, $16 on some lettuce that somebody else put together for me. So I went the sando route.
Yeah, I also went the sando route.
Great. So walk us through what you got.
I got the number one, which was the most kind of basic Mediterranean pita.
You're not basic though.
Is this, why are you being sarcastic?
No, because I love you. You're anything but basic.
I can't tell if you're being serious right now.
No, I'm just, tell us more about the basic number one.
I will say that unfortunately, I was looking at the prices. I was going to get the first one or the second one. And then I was looking at the prices and I thought $14 sounded better than $17.50. But this felt like a pretty straightforward like Mediterranean sandwich. Where it was like hummus. There were pickles, which were really good. There was cabbage. And then there was the like kind of a shredded chicken, which I got. You can get the falafel or the chicken, or both.
And I went with the number three, and I'll tell you the number one reason why I went with the number three. It was 2 o'clock, and I don't know that I had enough breakfast. And the number three came with fries on it. Okay, people, fries on a sando can't be beat.
Although we discussed when we were eating this, I've never had fries on a sandwich, and this is something that you've are
which
familiar
blew
with.
My mind, yeah. Honestly, because who hasn't had fries on a sandwich?
Well, me.
I know.
But
I had to tell him, everyone, about the California burrito, which while I lived there was a big thing. And at that time, for a while, I did eat meat. And that's where you can get, yeah, burrito full fries on your carne asada usually, or sometimes even on a breakfast burrito, which I highly recommend.
Yeah. Potatoes on a breakfast burrito. That's like one of my favorite parts of the breakfast burrito. So it makes sense that this would be a thing. I just haven't encountered it before.
Do you want to be in a future breakfast episode?
Let's see how this one okay, is received
let's see
before
how the,
I commit to
okay,
any future ones.
Continue.
I mean, of course, I'm available, but...
So I went with the number three and had a whole bunch of different sauces I'll talk about in a moment. And of course, falafel. And I will say the person working was lovely and did answer all my questions about every sauce option. They have, I want to say like 6 or 7 to choose from. So again, super helpful. Maybe look at the menu in advance or just talk to the workers when you're there. So first impression, good. Great service, feeling welcomed.
Yep.
Sit down, wait for food. And I have to say, again, I'm not going to reveal just yet, but...
We were pleased.
We were,
yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, everything looked good.
Yeah.
Like the portions like were good. It was definitely one of those things, even the humble number one was kind of, you know, overflowing.
Overflowing. Tell me more about that flow. It overfloweth. No. With what?
The stuff that was in it.
Okay.
The y'all. Contents of the sandwich.
Yes.
This is all getting scratched.
Became pretty obvious. What became obvious right away was that the number one was containable. Like, you barely used a napkin, and I probably went 4 minutes before I could even pick up my Sando.
Well, and you were having to take like pieces out, right? You weren't like biting into the sandwich.
No, I was like forking mine because it was too much. In a good way. I have no qualms about that.
The number one like pushed it all the way up to the limit. I would say the number three went well past the limit.
And here is what I loved about mine. Number one, the sauces. So I had a harissa aioli, which was like spicy, tangy. And then I also asked for the zug, which is like, got a lot of herbs, super fresh, on my crisp fries. And then a whole bunch of like little cucumbers. And I will say the falafel was crispy. It was seasoned and it was delicious. My one note, and this is for like any place that serves falafel, is why don't we cut the falafel in half?
Have it.
Yeah. Yep. So simple. And here's the impact of that. One, better distribution. It's like throughout the whole sandwich and not just like three little boop, boop, boop. And then two, containment. If you have like these three big oversized crunchy balls, like it's a sure bet that they're are going to fall off the sandwich.
Well, yeah, because you bite into one and you can't eat the whole thing in a bite. So
yeah, like small note. I do this when I make my own sandwiches at home. I just, let's see if we can make this a thing. Hashtag half the falafel.
Have it. Have, quarter it.
Half it or have it. You gotta have it. Do you get it? Because it's kind of like cut in half, but you gotta have it too. Do you get it? Okay, I'm starting that.
Okay.
Hashtag half the falafel.
Gotta have it.
I'll see you out there. So flavor for number three was a delight.
Yeah, flavor for number one was really good too. I got the aioli, the harissa aioli on mine. It was delicious. The greens were good and fresh. The pickles were delicious. They had like pickle spears, like a quarter of a pickle, which lent the, each bite like a nice crunch. And the chicken was like tender and well-seasoned as well. Sometimes I get these sandwiches and the shredded chicken is like kind of tough. That was not the case here.
Chicken is hard for me. No comment.
No comment on the chicken.
So to close it out, focusing on texture, I will say that, again, the Sando just like really nailed it with the fries. And I will say I was super jealous, though, because of the number one, like Tyler's mentioned, had a whole bunch of Israeli pickles. And they were like sweet-ish. And I don't usually like sweet pickles, but they were tangy and there was a whole bunch of them. And so I kept taking some of his pickles in exchange for fries, which
is a good, you know, swap.
A sign of love for me is like someone sharing their pickles with me. And if I ever offer someone a pickle, that's like a really big deal.
It's like the rose from The Bachelor.
Yeah, because that is one of, if not my favorite foods. Okay, so be on the lookout for pickles and pickle sharing.
If Fonda approaches you with a pickle, just know that it means something.
And so I'm going to give it like a top rating for texture. And I think because you mentioned in the intro, I'm always thinking about my next meal. If I had to summarize what I would get next time, I actually think I would get the number one.
Yeah.
Just because everything was a little more contained and had the pickles. But the fries, which had like perhaps za'atar seasoning on them, were so good that I would get the fries on the side. Highly recommend. And so we didn't do this intentionally. Honestly, we had no idea what our first review would be. I would have assumed it would have been fine. But I'm happy to say, and we were so happy at the time, to like look at each other and say like,
this is good. Yeah, it was good.
I would totally go back there again. I would say again, number three is less a Sando, more a situation.
Yeah.
But super yummy. And they have an orzo salad, which I come summer, springtime, I'm really into making. So I'd definitely try that maybe as a side too. You heard it here on our very first review. Sunny's Mediterranean would totally go back to. Think it was pretty good. And what a way to start. Where do we go next?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's next. I guess I need a friend to go with me. So if you want to join me for the next review, just reach out. Hope you enjoyed this on your commute or your walk, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Mm-hmm.